I'm Lisa Davis. Welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM. Does this sound familiar? You have a history of going on numerous diets. Everything starts out fine. You're motivated. You follow your diet, and you start losing weight. With time, however, motivation lags. You start loosening up on the diet, and finally you fall off the wagon. You not only regain the weight you lost, but you gain even more. There is a simple answer to why time and time again your weight loss attempts fail to keep your weight off permanently. Today's guest, Dr. Lavinia Rodriguez, clinical psychologist and author of Mind Over Fat Matters, Conquering Psychological Barriers to Weight Management, reminds us that we are not alone. Quote, over 90% of dieting attempts fail, and the American dieting industry puts out more weight loss diets, products, and aids than any other country while making billions of dollars. This just doesn't compute. Dr. Rodriguez has a way to stop the cycle, and she says it is not a lack of willpower. Dr. Lavinia Rodriguez is a clinical psychologist and an expert trained in treating eating issues and weight problems. For more than 30 years, she has observed how people set themselves up for failure through unrealistic diets and exercise programs, as well as through buying into out-and-out scams designed to take advantage of individuals who seriously want to improve their health and lives. She is concerned about people being misled regarding the most effective ways to lose and manage weight over a lifetime. Over the years, Dr. Rodriguez has treated many people, has written articles on the subjects of eating disorders in particular and weight loss in general, and today we'll be talking about her wonderful book titled Mind Over Fat Matters, Conquering Psychological Barriers to Weight Management. Dr. Rodriguez, welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here today.
Yes, thank you so much for coming on the show. Now, Dr. Rodriguez, in the introduction to your wonderful book, Mind Over Fat Matters, you write, quote, for the last 30 years, Americans have been experiencing one of the most destructive epidemics of our time. What is that?
Well, I happen to be from the Twiggy era. That's how old I am. And I've been able to see a change in our society that has disturbed me for a long time, and that is it's no longer just people with severe eating disorders that are preoccupied with their weight and eating, but really our society has become very preoccupied with dieting, with their appearance, and with weight in general, and I think that's a real problem.
Yeah, I think so, too. It's, you know, whenever I do shows on weight loss, I always like to emphasize that I know heavy people who are healthier than thin people who happen to just be thin but eat a lot of junk, you know, and don't exercise. And I'm sure you know people like that, too. And I know heavy people who eat good food and exercise. They just happen to be bigger. But I do. I really worry, especially for, you know, young girls today. That's a whole other topic. But that's why I think your book is so important. And, you know, in my introduction to the show, I mentioned that you have a way to stop the cycle, and it's not a lack of willpower. So if you can tell us about that.
Sure. I think it's unfortunate that most people will usually blame themselves if a particular diet didn't work or they regained their weight, when really it's, and this comes from a psychologist, of course, but really it's about how the human brain thinks compared to how most diets today are designed, which are incompatible with each other, so that, for example, when it comes to eating and food, the more flexible you are, the less rigid and rule-bound you are with your eating, and the more long-term you are with your changes, the more success you're going to have. And that is because if you take, for example, a child is trying to learn something or you're trying to teach them to tie their shoe, and if every time they make a mistake, you punish them, you put them down, you hit them, whatever it is, it's going to be more difficult for them to be successful with learning to tie their shoe. However, if you do it with kindness and with love, with small steps and with reinforcement, they can learn very quickly. And just because we're adults doesn't mean that our brain functions that much differently than it did when we were children.
Yeah, you know, that's what I thought was so interesting, and I love the analogy about tying the shoes is, you know, you talk in the book about how you feel about being an adult and having discipline, and that it seems like it's easier to blame yourself when everyone just says, well, you just need to be more disciplined, and if, you know,
right.
You can tell us more about your feelings on that.
Yes, you know, so often I have people that come into my office and say, why is it that I can be so disciplined in every other area of my life, but I have so many problems in this area? And it just happens that when it comes to eating, which is supposed to be, it's a very natural thing that a human does, and you can't live without eating. when you try to approach it with that kind of rigidity, it just falls apart. The brain tends, or your mind tends to resist. If you deprive yourself too much, if you're too rigid and too punishing, then it's going to resist, and then whatever it is that you're doing is going to break down.
Yeah, you're going to want the thing you can't have even more, rather than just letting yourself have some.
Right, and I think everybody can relate to this.
Yeah.